Blog Talk Radio. Crazy technology's bizarre. Tonight I'm hearing echoes and everything I say sounds like I'm saying it twice. All right, good evening. Thanks for coming back. It's been 12 hours since we've been back on the air. Thank you for your response to this morning's show and appreciate it very much. It was always great to have Ron DeE back with us, and that was always exciting. We probably won't get her too much in the evening unless we pre-plan it with her because she is a tired person. She's been working back at her job, and it's pretty demanding, but we're happy to have her in the mornings. All right, glad that everybody's listening. Definitely one of those nights where we have special occasion outside. If you look up in the sky and you're in the northwest, you'll see what's commonly known as the flower moon. It's called the flower moon. It has just happens a few times of the year, and tonight was just so fortunate, it's so beautiful out there. So if you got a minute, I would just take a minute and go out and see it. It's going to be burning in the sky all night. And it's kind of a good omen, in my opinion. I think you have something, you know, that is free. It's just right up in the sky. But it's something pretty cool. Pardon me, and this flower moon, the whole idea of it is happens once on May 7th. It's like if you're a super moon fan, this is it, and it's your best and unfortunately the last shot to bask in the glory of this like amazing thing up in that sky. It's just so perfect, and if you have a decent camera, you could probably get some really good pictures. So, you know, we've had a run since February with extra large full moons, and they're always called, most people call them like super moons. And the term super moon can refer to either a new or a full moon that happens at a near perigee synergy. And actually, it's called perigee, S-Y-N-Y-G-Y, mouthful. That means the moon is at the closest point to Earth along its orbit around the planet. So tonight it's the closest it's been. And, you know, I saw a couple of pictures that people took, and they were crystal clear. I mean, they really, you could really see the craters, some of the telephoto lenses. So anyway, get out there and see it. Now, there's also some Starlink satellite sightings, too, in the next couple of days, so I'll keep you posted on those. I don't know. I found that during the quarantine, you know, you're in the house a lot, you're inside. But when you go out, you're taking care of stuff. If you happen to have a little bit of property out there, you got work to do out there, and that's what I've been doing the last couple of days in between being back in the studio and working on things. And I figured out I'm pretty lucky that I get to do both. But at night, lately, and it's just a really good time sometimes to just clear the cobwebs from your brain and just go outside and sit for a couple of minutes and look at the sky and take a couple of deep breaths and just, you know, catch up with this lifetime that they call one day, because that's kind of what it feels like. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and actually not much going on. In the sense, when I say not much, is that the situation in our state is kind of pretty much the same. But it's a lot of the other stuff that's happening around us that kind of gives us a different kind of sense of either hope or a little bit of, you know, a little bit of sadness maybe, or a little bit of uncertainty. And that has everything to do in the world with politics and all the stuff that's going back and forth. It's just so overwhelming. But the main important thing is, like, the governor of Washington State, whether you totally agree with him or not, has instituted some policies that I really believe have helped us come to this point. Now, of course, you know, nothing that anybody can do when, unfortunately, we're exposed and somebody gets sick, somebody that we know or love when gets sick, and, you know, it changes everything. But I'm hoping and keep my fingers crossed and praying that for all of us, we don't have to get a lesson from something like that. In other words, that we can stick to the plan to the end of May right now, keep inside, keep distance, ease yourself back into the regular environment, because you're going to be seeing businesses and things opening up. But the only ones that are going to really be open, especially, I believe this, we're kind of lucky in Washington State that people will watch out for each other, but at the same time, nobody's going to take any real chances. And if somebody's, you know, for the most part, even if you want to venture out and you're able to do that, you know what you're looking for. You know that you're looking for masks and you're looking for gloves and you're looking for a shopping or an activity area that is marked clearly, that has social distancing guidelines, and that there's somebody there being really smart. Now, you know, the businesses in Washington State are not opening up as the ones are that you're seeing on the news, as far as like hair salons or nail places and that kind of stuff, gyms. And, you know, it's all based on the science. And, you know, I think we're very lucky, because the next couple of days, and tonight's a beautiful night, we're going to have better weather, which, if nothing else, allows everybody to get the heck out of the house for a while, take a walk. If you decide to venture someplace, you know, spread it out and make sure you can go to a place where you'll be pretty much guaranteed to be here by yourself. But prepare yourself to have a mask on and, you know, protection on if you're going to be walking a trail and you do have to cross paths with people. And, you know, people have been great. They've just been stepping into the woods, keeping the distance. It's just tricky. And, you know, like I said in last night's show, we're just going to have to get used to it. This is going to become, you know, easier as time passes. But let's stick it out another few weeks. And let's keep our fingers crossed that the shakiness that's happening in certain parts of our government and the inconsistency in the ego does not interfere with the preservation of life. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. All right, so other news in no uncertain terms, there's a lot of happiness because some of the parks and the fishing spots are opening up. And what's going on, which is really, really great, is the you know, idea that you can now actually maybe go to you know, a lake area that you like and actually throw a fishing line in the water and do that. You can go to a certain part of a, you know, parks, take a little hike or have a picnic. Now, you know, they've sort of roped off and blocked off like the pavilions and things where you can go and usually, you know, have picnic tables there. Sometimes they're covered, and they've really sort of set it up to, they thin the herd, so to speak. So they prevented in some of the state parks for you to go inside these chambers, these lean-tos, these, you know, covered areas, and just pretty much tables are generally scattered. So that's pretty much what you're going to be doing. I've seen some people actually taking some of those outdoor canopies and setting those up for the day, you know, for a couple hours while they're out there to protect themselves, and also creates a little bit of, you know, an enclosed area, which I think makes a lot of sense. So you'll see all kinds of probably interesting, you know, unique combinations of people's ideas and things starting to happen. That's going to be probably setting your own thoughts or all of our thoughts into creative ideas of how to get out of the house. You know, it's not going to be 100% for a while. We're not just going to go to the beach like we used to go, not outdoor pools and things like that, but we're still going to be able to go outside. So that's really, really important. Well, I'm looking out the window right now of the studio, and let me tell you what, I have most of the lights off in the studio other than the computer and the control board, and I have a big, giant, beautiful flower moon right out the window. I'm looking at it right now, and it's literally lighting up the whole room for the most part. So stick that head out of yours. Stick that head out of your door, I guess is what I was trying to say, and get a gander and a peek at that. It's pretty, pretty cool. Couple of announcements. It's kind of cool if you're in the Anacortes area. I found out today that Nona Luisa is going to expand their hours. They're going to start doing lunch and dinner every day, and that's going to be from 11 in the morning till 8:30 at night. So pretty much most of the menu is available. Too limited. They only have about I think there were something like 60 items when we were at our full swing, and I think they're down to maybe a dozen or so. But they change it, and they have different specials every night, and they have some of the staples that everybody likes all the time, like eggplant parmesan and a lasagna. And that will be available now as early as 11 o'clock, so you can actually have an Italian lunch. And I spoke to them today, and they're just hammering it out. With the hopes of maybe once the next phase begins, we might even be able to see them partially reopen once they get everything set up, maybe in the next 6 weeks or so, which would be really great. That would be something I would take a chance and go out and eat at. one of the things that, I wanted to mention that's really probably the most hardest and the most serious part of what we're going through in this quarantine mania land is seniors, people who are slightly older. Now, I'm talking about people who are in their late 50s on up, and especially ones that are in pretty good shape, but they have some respiratory stuff, and they have more of a chance, more of a danger that, heaven forbid, if they got exposed, would have an incredibly hard time. And that's the people that are most at risk right now. And not only is it that, but they're not allowed to work in certain environments. So in other words, if somebody was, some people work in their early 60s. I mean, I'm one of them. But the kind of work that I do, and because of the close contact, it's been recommended to me that I could do tons of cooking in my own kitchen, which is pretty great. I have an indoor and outdoor kitchen. But technically speaking, to be in a closed restaurant environment is not, unfortunately, a safe thing. So I'm working on some being able to do some things out of my own, personal kitchen, which wasn't considered a commercial kitchen, was a grocery store for many years, and see if I can help out that way. But I guess the point I'm trying to make, that's something that please consider, especially if you have parents or grandparents that you're quarantined from right now, but you see, if some of you in the family are going to be going out to doing certain things and putting yourself out there a little bit, be conscious. And I tell people, I said, aside from the seniors not being able to go out, it might not be a bad idea that for some of the immediate close family to also stay in the same circle right now until we get a little further along. That's the sad part. Even if the, this will never, never ever be easy, but it's, that is enough to feel a little sad or low, but trust me, we're all so strong, we're all so positive, and we're going to get into this groove in a way that will get us through this period of time. I have a couple of friends that are, they're scared, and they're actually not leaving the house, they're staying within their complex. Rightfully so, because if you have diabetes or you have asthma and things like that, it's risky. And that's hard because, like I said, with the weather nice, it'll take away a little bit of the cabin fever to be able to get out for a bit. And I get out. I mean, I'm out there working on it, and I'm just real careful if I'm taking a little drive or something like that. But, I'm used to that. The hard thing is I'm going to jump on my scooter. And somebody said it's going to be in the high 70s to 80. I might have to take a chance and, of course, wear my mask and all that stuff and get out there. But what I miss is having somebody with me on the scooter, just being able to, you know, do those kind of things, or even ride next to, you know, friends and stuff. But, you know, we can't have this thing get us down. We have to figure out ways of doing the things that we really love to do and keep going. All right, and that's what I wanted to say. A lot of people are posting some really fun pictures of things that they're creating, aside from really food, which is a lot of people saying, all right, enough already. I mean, everybody's gaining weight, that's for sure. And but the things that are being created are great. Of course, people are making really nice kinds of masks, and I saw people wearing some of the ones that I think are phenomenal. And of course, some of the protective, over your body and those kind of booties and the gloves and things like that. People are making that. All right, people are making face shields. I saw those. But now I'm seeing people are making really, really interesting things like little slider boxes. Like basically it almost feels like, how do I explain it? Like a magic trick. We have like a false bottom and then a thing on the top. What happens is people are putting the to-go orders for customers, numbering the boxes. So when you get your confirmation of the order, your order will be ready at 1:30 in box number 3. So you go to number 3 safely. It opens up. You reach in, you get your stuff, and boom, it's just like that. And then the box kind of closes itself off. And then somebody in the restaurant, between each order, they sanitize every single time. So literally, there's nothing touching it, but just in case, maybe somebody, somebody did something in the box broke or whatever it is. It's a really neat system, and it acts really quick. They're staggering the orders. They're creating these little, call it like the magic box. You open it up, and it slides over like a tool tray, and you pick up your items, and then you close that off. And you don't even have to close it off. You pick it up, and it closes itself. I thought was very clever. So that's another thing that people are making. I've seen like carriers, like for your phone, and for almost like it's a combination of a tool belt and a backpack. And I thought that was really interesting. It had masks, your mask, you had your gloves, you had your water bottle, you had your phone, or your purse, and it just was kind of like a vest, tool belt, hunting or fishing vest. You know, when you have all your lures and stuff, very clever. I thought those were great. And they're really good, especially if you're toting kids around or you're doing a little bit of shopping and you don't want to have to constantly stop, open your bag, put it on the counter. Everything is like a reachable place. I thought those were really good. And they weren't very expensive, like $15. And they were, different kinds of clothes. But a very handy, smart thing was it's an investment on being able to do something where you don't have to make physical contact with somebody. I just thought it was a great idea. Somebody had the same thing, little tweezery kind of shelf things that you reach up on top of high places and they have a little handle and you press it and has little clips on the top that like little fingers that grab things. I've seen people using those and it makes sense. They take something, put it on it, they reach all the way and they hand somebody something and you still maintain about 4 or 5 feet. So crazy, but I like it. I like the fact that it's almost like a fun thing. People saying, okay, this is what we got to do. This will make more sense. Right? You can use something like that where you don't make contact and you don't have to change your gloves every 2 seconds. Very nice. A lot of things that are happening in the school situation with students, I've talked to a couple of teachers and I've talked to a couple of parents who have kids, and I would say it's about 3 to 4 out of 10 are actually doing homework and taking it seriously. Some of the teachers have set up, the distance learning and the Zoom classes, but attendance has been low. And I was thinking about that. I know it's hard, but I think with everything that's going on right now, you do a homeschooling, take a deep breath on that whole thing and don't get too stressed out. If the kids are not responding and really getting excited, it's because they're kids and it's because they're missing out on so many things at this point of their life. We're older. We can sort of handle these kind of situations, but kids, it's too soon. It's in their lives, in a lot of cases. I'm talking about the 11, 12 year olds, 13, 14 year old kids. So there'll be a way to get caught up with the homework. It'll happen. I would, you know, try to keep it simple with them so it doesn't stress you out and it doesn't stress the kids out any more than they already are. Now, somebody being completely unreasonable and saying, I'm not going to do my homework and I'm not doing anything. I've got a note from your teacher, computer, email, and they say you haven't handed any homework. You know, that deserves a little bit of a talk. But I still think that even some of the teachers realize that it's not an easy situation. So there will be a way for people to catch up, for the kids to catch up. And as long as you try to do a little bit at a time, it's all going to be okay. I'm really, my message is mostly to the folks. Don't worry about it too much. It's going to work out. All right. Anybody getting out there looking at that moon, not getting, you know, too much time left on the show. It'll only be about 8.5 to 9 minutes till we're back tomorrow morning at 10. But I really hope that you get a chance to get out there and see that flower moon. Thank you for listening. You know, just the messages and stories from Quarantine Mania. And, you know, I found out that there's a, you have a wrestling organization that's using kind of the same name, but they put a capital on the word mania. So it's Quarantina Mania. Well, Foodomania has been around for a long time. There's a lot of manias. And so don't get confused. We're, you know, I'm not a wrestler, but I am a wrestler of wrestling some of the issues and the problems that we all have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, which is what this radio show is all about. All right. Well, I think we'll go out with a little bit of, you know, music. I'll be back in a couple of minutes to tell you about tomorrow's show. Let's play a song by the Hollies. It's called Look Through Any Window. Good song when you're seeing your friends through the glass. Especially if you have people who are older and you love them, their relatives, grandparents, mom and dads, uncles and aunts. But, you know, I figure the sanctimonious of glass, at least you could see them. You can put your hand up on the glass. But there's nothing like a good hug, right? All right. Well, hopefully that'll change soon. Now, remember the testing site that's open now in Skagit County, and that's running today's almost a week since it's officially opened. And it's to the general public, there's a whole system through the Skagit Health Department. If you're feeling any kind of symptoms or something isn't exactly right, and you feel like you would be going back to work, and you might your doctor might suggest to get checked just in case, you can stop and get yourself tested. You just have to get in touch with Skagit Health Department via email on your phone and text them and let them know that you'll be coming at a certain time, and you'll communicate with them and set it up. So all you have to do is literally, the idea of that is to pre-register so you can get there, drive and get your test, and get out of there as fast as possible. So, and that's available at where McIntyre Hall is, State College Way, past La Venture, and it'll be on your left. You'll be able to pull in the parking lot there. You'll see the tents, and you'll see signs too. They actually have a digital sign as well. And that's really, thank goodness that that's happening right now. It's, you know, some of the steps to be able to get through the next couple of 10 months. Anyway, that's about it. So we got some things going on. Tomorrow is supposed to be a really nice day again. The interesting thing is this weather is just incredible, and people are just really excited because they think sometime around Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at in the mid to upper 70s. Aside from that, could go as high as 80 degrees. So we're going to be having a fairly decent weekend. All right, one more time. Get out there and look at that flower moon before you call it a night, just to have that beautiful, beautiful vision stuck in your head. And I thank you so much for hanging in with me tonight. And tomorrow, like I said, will be another day. And I'll be here at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll see you then. This is Quarantina Mania. This is Chef Stuardo. This is Foodomania. Good night.